There's his picture right there.
Oh, is that him or something?
Mm-hmm. Only he's bald headed now.
Oh, is it?
Ever since he came back from the service, he went to get bald on Rock Street.
Uh-huh, he's good looking.
Well, thank you. Everybody said he favors me, but I don't think so. That's a niece of mine, little old silly picture when she's going to school. She cries about it. He won't live back from Arkansas to me.
Oh. Did he live in Arkansas?
No, he just went on a vacation, him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked up there.
Uh-huh. It's nice. Her ankle's all hurt off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the matter.
Not so.
Mm.
She's a baby. Nothing down on the door there, me and my sister.
Oh, uh-huh.
Them two old women at her golden wedding.
Who's this in the middle here, this middle picture with a sailor in it? Guy with the sailor suit.
Oh, that's my sister-in-law and her family.
Uh-huh.
He died in his car. He was going to work one morning and he died just about 2 minutes he drove up to the field station and they went out to wait on him and he's dead.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's what? My husband's baby sister and her family.
What happened to him? Did he have a heart attack?
That's what they claimed it was.
Uh-huh.
And that's me and my oldest sister over there in the corner in that frame.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay.
That's just the family over there.
Just.
And this is my grandson over here with this here Marine suit on.
Uh-huh. When was he in the service?
He's 42 years old, 43 years old now. It's been several years. He never did come home. He married.
Oh.
And married a Spanish girl. And then she run him off last year.
Oh, is that right?
He had a car wreck, fell off a bluff 100 foot and tore his car completely up, and he was in the hospital for I don't know how long, and they put a silver plate on his head over where he had the wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And we got him down in Houston, I think it is, or Austin. No, it's Houston. We got him down in Houston in that home down there where weak-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he living here and dealing with us a long time.
Yeah.
And then he'd come and see me every day. And he'd come up here one evening and he said, Grandma, I feel bad. I said, Jimmy, go in there and lay down. His name was Jimmy. I said, go in there and lay down on Grandma's bed. Grandma, you know I don't intend to lay down nowhere tonight. I said, Jimmy, what do you mean? He said, I'm not going to nobody's bed tonight. He said, I don't feel good. And I said, Jimmy, please come on in and lay down. He said, Grandma, you heard what I said. I said, no, I don't want to get harsh with you. I love you, Grandma. I said, Jimmy, I love you. But I knew the way his mind was kind of. And I said, Jimmy, please don't. Please go in there and lay down. No, he said, I'm going to walk around. Well, boy, he got out. And I thought, well, he'd be back in a minute. And I went to the door to see where he's at, tried to call him back, because I knew he wasn't feeling up to date. And I went there and he just going on up the street. And you know where we found him?
Where?
We didn't find him. We hunted till 3 o'clock all over this town for it.
Mm.
Me and my daughter and her son and his family, his son and his wife, and then my eyes are watering up.
Mine too. Something in the air I'm allergic to today.
Well, you see, I had them cataracts took off my eyes.
Oh, really?
About 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I need to change glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And we hunted. We couldn't find him. My son made a remark. My daughter said, "Sis, I'll tell you what I'd do if he had a son of mine. I'd turn to the police." Said, "That's the best thing we can do."
Yeah.
And said, "They'll get out and find him." So she finally broke down and told Tommy to go over there and call the police. And they said they'd do what they could to find him. So about 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning, well, they woke me up at 5 o'clock. They rung my phone. It made my granddaughter-in-law mad at me. Because she said, "We told them to call me, not you." I said, "Now, Susie," I said, "don't blame me for it." I said, "I didn't tell them to call me." I said, "I haven't had a thing to do with this, only had to try to help to find him." And I said, "Don't you stand up and blame me for anything." I said, "I'm worried sick anyhow." That was after I called and told him where he was at. Well, the law called me about 5 o'clock. I got up and asked home, the city police. And they said, "Is this Mrs. G-?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Julia Lee G-?" I said, "Yes, sir." I said, "You know Jimmy G-?" 20?